Welcome to the Daf Yerushalmi. We're holding in Beitzah, Daf Mem Gimel, in the Art School Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Chamishi, in the middle of Aloha Aleph. We're starting Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara Tani, Chovis Shel Tevel. You have a barrel of Tevel, meaning you have in it fruits that Truma and Maestros were not removed from it. So you're not allowed to eat it because you didn't fix it. Shin Yisuriyaya, meaning the Chavis broke. Bring another vessel to receive the tevel that's falling from the barrel into another barrel. Meaning, in order to save the tevel from going to waste, you bring something to receive it. Now, if this new bucket, this new barrel filled up to the top, you can't move it because it's mukze. You see from here, you could save mukze in an indirect way. Even though you can't move it, you could save it. And the chiddush is, as Chaim points out, is mevata kli mechana. Now that he put the kli to receive, he's not able to move it, as the Gemara told us. So he's canceling the kli. Even though he's canceling the kli, he could still come to save the mukze. Continues the Gemara that I'm giving on Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara of Atani, it says in the Braiso, Allah Evet Shalanovim. Evet Shalanovim is where you put the grapes to warm up before they bring them to the winery, before they produce wine from them. Halamadna shazaitim, a similar place, similar kli, that you put the olives there to warm up. Shemashchon, or shemashchu, meaning they're starting to spill. Lohitl man beyond, you can't take it out in yontiv, ain't so chlam over Shabbos, because they're mukzit. As Ruchaim points out, meaning not that you can't pick them up. Of course you can't take the actual drink. Of course it's mukta. So what is the chiddush over here? The chiddush is, you're not allowed to save them either. You can't put a kli to save them. So this seems to be a contradiction to what we said before. You're right. They both are tevel. They're both not prepared. You didn't take a true surmise from neither of them. But meaning the first price, the only problem you have is tevel. Tevel, if you fix, but the evit is okay in Yom Tov. You're not supposed to take to fix the tevel on Yom Tov, but if you did it, someone took a trumas or maizos from the fruits, he could eat it. Mashenkin, in the case of the grapes and the olives, they're talking about something which is mukta batsim, meaning it's not ready to be eaten. So that's something that you can't fix. So therefore, you can't save it either. In other words, you can save mukta that somewhat could be used on Shabbos or Yom Tov. I'll bring you another raya that you can be matzah mukzeh, not in a direct way, not by picking them up, but in an indirect way. Because it says, Tani ner shechova, if you have a candle that's extinguished, matzili mishamna, you could save the oil. So you see from here, you could save mukzeh. Says the Gemara, no, maybe it's not a good raya. When a fire is extinguished, you can move it. So maybe this goes according to Shimon. There's no mukta at all. Says the Gemara, meaning the discussion, the machlokes between Shimon and Reb Yudo, machlokes regarding mukta is only regarding carrying it. You could save it, meaning, as Gemara said before, you could save a mukta when it's shelo kedarkoi. Says Moritani, it says the Bryce said, Noistim Kli Techad Adelef B'Shabbos. The Adelef is when you have rain dripping from the roof, you could take a Kli and save that water. Nismalo, if you filled up, Shoifech V'Shoini, you could go and spill it. And then fill it up again. Ve'inu Chosh, it's not a problem. Why? This is not considered to be Mukze. Why is it not Mukze? Explains the Gemara. It's like rivers and springs of water. They came from out of the tchum to the tchum. There you say you can move. Why? What about mukze? See, Daisol, if he has in mind that if it comes, he's going to want it. So therefore, so here, you get the water coming from the rain, it's something he has in mind. Tani Ken, we found a brisa this way. Ne'aris, or minors, rivers, and springs of water. Shibom, mechutz tchum, the tchum, came out of the tchum, into the tchum. Mimal, man, b'Shabbos, you can fill up from them in Shabbos. Ve'etzobach lamar b'yomtev. And of course, in Yomtev, you could do that. Meaning, it's not considered to be mukze. Halacha be zok demeshto. The girsa by us is kol shehu. There's another girsa called shechayovim olav, referring now to things the rabbanon said it's usher to do. And the Mishnah is teaching us the rabbanon assered several things, even though maybe there's some of them have a reason not to assert it. So the Mishnah starts with the first level. Kol shehu mishum shvus. Shvus means rabbanon said it's usher for no. There's no reason to say it's mutter. It's just something which is a rishus. Rabbanon said it's usher. Mishum rishus means it's already a little bit more of a mitzvah. There's some mitzvah involved. Still, Rabbanan said it's aser. We're not with base. Or mishum mitzvah. Even it's a full mitzvah. Still, chayavim ala miyamtev. Still, chayavim means that you're the aser and yom tov, even though you have maybe reason to say it's mutter. Eilu mishus shvus. What's the list of things which are regular shvus? Lo oilim ba'ilun. You can't climb a tree. Velo yorchel legabei beimel. You can't ride an animal. Velo yishot al pe'amayim. You're not allowed to swim. Velo misapkim. Velo mitapchim. Velo miragdim. We'll see the Gemara what exactly it means, but it's different ways of expressing simcha, dancing, clapping. So all these things, no mitzvah to do it. Rabbanan said it's also to do. Eilu mishus shvus. The following things are somewhat of a mitzvah. Loi donim, you're not allowed to do din toiro. Loi mikachim, doing kedushin. Loi choltim, loi miyamim. You can't do chalitza for yevamo, you can't do yivum for yevamo. All these things are considered to be somewhat of a mitzvah. There's a person is doing for his own benefit, but it's a way of a mitzvah. Eilu mishum mitzvah, the following is a full mitzvah. Loi magdishim, loi marichim. Different types of way of giving money to hegdish or erchin. Loi machrimim, another way to give money to hegdish with charamim. Loi magbiin, chumar maisers biyomtiv. So all these things you can't do in Yom Tov, and even though there's a mitzvah involved over here by giving to Hegdish or to Truma, still not allowed to do it. Kol eilu b'Yom Tov amru kalvachim b'Shabbos, can't do in Yom Tov, of course you can't do it for Shabbos. Ain bin Yom Tov l'Shabbos ela oichel nefesh b'vad. The only difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos is oichel nefesh, can you prepare food, the Yom Tov you could, and Shabbos you can't. So the Gemara explains, Shavuos, what's the Shavuos, the list of Shavuos the Mishnah mentioned? Shehi Rishus, meaning that it's completely rishus, there's no mitzvah involved. Rishus, what is rishus? Shul mitzvah, there's a little bit of a mitzvah involved. Ezo yishus shir rishus, nothing more goes on through the list, like the Mishnah said. Lo yoyilim behilon, now la go on a tree, now la climb a tree. Lo yoch velag behim, now la ride animal. Lo shot al b'yamai, now la swim. Lo misapkim, lo mitapkim, lo miragdim, now la clap, now la dance. Ezo yishus shir mitzvah, what is somewhat of a mitzvah? Lo yidonim, to doing a din toiro, lo mekachim, kedushin, lo yicholtzim, doing chalitzo, velo yimiyabim, can do yibum. So the Gemara just puts each list on its own and explains which item belongs to which list. With this we conclude, Yushalmi Beitza, Dafim Gimel.